Our New Testament reading comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 4, and follows. For it is we who are the circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God, and boast in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh, even though I, too, have some reason for confidence in the flesh. If anyone else has reason to be confident in flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, a member of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews, as the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a prosecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. Yet, whatever gains I have, these I have come to regard as loss because of Christ. More than that, I regard everything as loss because of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things, and I regard them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but one that comes through faith in Christ, and the righteousness from God based on faith. Excuse me. I want to know Christ and the power of the resurrection and the sharing of his suffering by becoming like him in his death, if somehow I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this or have already reached the goal, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Beloved, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the heavenly call of God in Christ Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I come to you today with a sermon, a word of encouragement that simply says, keep on pressing on. As we continue this journey through the season of Lent, there's something that we must be aware of, and that is, there's a fine line between learning from the past and living in the past. Ultimately, possibly, potentially, getting stuck in the past. This is the message that the prophet Isaiah has sent us in our Old Testament reading when he says, and I quote, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and the streams in the wasteland." Allow me to demonstrate what I'm talking about. I need everybody to first take a deep breath. Relax. Let it out. Close your eyes. And I want you to think about one of these three things. Remember a time in your life when you felt absolutely wonderful, the best you've ever felt in your life. Or remember that time in your life when you looked in the mirror and you could not take your eyes off yourself because you looked so good. Or maybe this one. Remember a time in your life when you were unconditionally, uninterruptedly, as happy as you could ever be. Think about one of those three moments in your life. Now open your eyes. How did those moments make you feel? Didn't it feel good to remember those times in your lives? What I'd like you to do is turn to somebody near you and just share that moment, if you can. If it's too embarrassing, don't do it. But if you can do that, share it. Just take a moment or two and share that moment about when you felt your best, when you thought you looked your best, or when it was just the happiest time in your life. Go ahead. Talk amongst yourselves. Go ahead and do it.
What was yours, Jeff?
Ah, excellent. That is cool. Well, you heard what I told Jeff when I thought I was cute, but anyway. All right. Huh? All right, so we got ours up here. How about you all? Here's the cool part about those moments. After you shared them with somebody, after you thought about them, it did nothing but put a smile on your face. Who didn't smile after they thought about those great times? Let me see. Who enjoyed sharing those moments? Let me see those hands. Oh, cool. And here's the thing, though. In sharing all of those wonderful memories, it takes us back to a place where all of our worries, our problems, our issues, our all the stuff that we're dealing with now just sort of melted away, even if it was only for a few seconds. And you know what? That's what those memories are truly meant to do. But here's where we risk running the danger. Sometimes that feeling feels so good that we don't want to let it go. And so we find ourselves getting stuck in those moments in time. We find ourselves wanting to avoid the realities that we have to face today because we would rather live in those moments when everything was bliss and we had not a care in the world. And so the question that I have to ask is, well then, why can't we stay there mentally? Why can't we stay in those moments, in those places, in that time where nothing can touch them, nothing can change them, and nothing can erase them? Well, sadly, the answer to that question is the obvious one. We can only move forward in time. We cannot move backwards. But fear not. There's a reason why we have those wonderful memories. There's a reason why we live in the moment. And this is what's been inspired by the Apostle Paul. In his writings, in the scripture that we read just a few moments ago, it tells us that we should not worry about being stuck in the moment, because as we look forward, there's even better things to look forward to. Here's what he says. Beginning with verse 10, he says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his suffering, becoming like him in his death. And so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, but that I am being made perfect. But I press on to take hold of that which Christ Jesus took hold for me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind me and straining forward to what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Beloved people of God, The question that comes to my mind is, how do we find that balance? How do we find that balance from experiencing the joys of what we went through in the past and the challenges and the trials and the troubles that we might be facing in our current reality? Beloved people of God, here's how we do it. One of the things that we build on is knowing that all those wonderful memories and all of the experiences that we have been through, it helps us to not repeat the mistakes that we've made in the past. But above all that, it stands as a reminder of how much God has done for us in the past and how much God will do for us now and what we can anticipate God will do for us in the years to come. And so it's with that that I want everybody to just tuck away, not in the back of your mind, but keep it in the front of your mind, that when the roads of your life get rough and things get tough and the hills become hard to climb, when trials and troubles and temptations begin to drag you away from God, take courage in knowing that you can keep on pressing on, knowing that you're not doing it by yourself, knowing that you can be confident in the faith that God, who has brought you through all the challenges you faced before, will also be there with you as you face the new issues that will come up in your life. Use those good memories, some of the ones that you've shared, to re-energize yourself, to encourage yourself, to remind yourself that no matter what you're going through, God will be there with you every step of the way. So keep on pressing on through the problems, through the aches, through the pains, through the hardships, through the discouragements that you're going to face every day. Yes, some of us are facing situations in our lives that we never expected. Just for giggles, I was having a conversation with some people just the other day, and we came to a conclusion. None of us expected that getting older was going to be so painful. Did anybody expect that? Did anybody say, when I turn 50 years old, I want my back to start hurting. And when I turn 55, my hips. And then when I turn 60, my knees are going to go out on me. And then when I turn 70, oh, that's it, arthritis in the shoulders. And nobody ever said that. But that's our reality. But you know what? It doesn't stop us. We just keep on pressing on because we know that through all of that, God will make a way. Amen? And so, beloved people of God, keep on pressing on. Continue this Lenten journey, trusting and believing that God will never leave you. God will never forsake you. And believe it or not, we'll all get there together. And here's the last piece of it. Along with knowing what God has done, along with all the wonderful memories that we can draw on for strength, know this one last fact, and that is whatever you're going through, you don't have to do it alone, because you are truly surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who are willing to come alongside you and to bear your burden and to help you through whatever hard times you may be going through, trusting and believing that God has placed each and every one of us in your lives and you in ours. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the reminder of that, how much you love us and how looking back is only to draw us strength and to remind us how much you've loved us, how much you brought us through, and how we can always truly rely upon you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.